Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Here is the timeline. The news podcast about the Princess of Wales was produced before it dropped into my feed on Wednesday. The latest news from the Princess of Wales about cancer was made public on the following Friday. I did my synchronizing of podcasts on Saturday, and a second podcast about the Princess of Wales appeared, and I listened to the podcasts on Sunday. This meant that I knew things that the podcast didn't know. I could answer the podcast's speculative questions. In fact, the podcasts would have been different podcasts if they knew Friday's news. The topics they covered, the public and private life of the monarchy here in the UK, and the power of the visual, even fake visuals, could be covered at any time. We are always assessing what we know at the time with information that comes later, and we then stick with what we know, or we amend our knowledge. That is how we deal with news, especially the I didn't see that coming variety, how scientists and historians work, and how we build trusting relationships. Aligned with how we process news is how we return to things we already know, suspending our knowledge, often for our enjoyment, watching reruns of TV shows, going to the theatre even though we know the play and how it ends, reading favourite books again and again, memorising poetry, rereading love letters, and so on. Spoilers are only spoilers the first time round. Do you remember Easter? In the Western Church, we celebrated it 3 weeks ago. The Eastern Church will celebrate it in 2 weeks' time. Whenever we approach the Easter Triduum, the services from Maundy Thursday through to Easter Sunday, we do so with an element of the suspension of future knowledge. Of course we know that Jesus died on the cross and rose again, but on Maundy Thursday, the focus is very much before Jesus' arrest, perhaps the institution of Holy Communion or the foot washing. Good Friday is the day of Jesus' death, but we're remembering this event precisely because we know what happens next. An Easter vigil in the dark isn't negated by Jesus' resurrection. And yet, at the same time, we return each year, actually each day, to something we already know, that the baby Jesus of Christmas is the man on the cross, is the resurrected Lord, and is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And this specific person, in a specific time, and in a specific place, is God among us, the Word made flesh dwelling with us, the Son of Man who came to serve and not be served, so that we, in our specific time and specific place, can have life in all its fullness. We learn each day that Jesus defines the good life. When we share the good news of Jesus, we tend to tell the whole story, birth, death, resurrection, ascension, all for you. Word of God, baptism, Holy Communion, for you, yes, specific you. And no matter how the world may mock such a message, or, sadly, that people still push Jesus away, the world has never been able to put Jesus back into the grave again. That news declares the cross the most significant event in human history, whenever we hear about it. The first time, and then all the times afterwards. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you make the minds of the faithful to be one. Lead us to love what you command and desire what you promise, so that among the changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.